I'm back. I see that you still haven't gotten out of bed, but that's okay. Conserve your strength. It's been an hour since you took your pills. Was your stomach able to handle them today? Good. I made some food for you. Just some soup and a sandwich. I know your stomach hasn't been doing well, but you've got to eat. Please, you've got to at least try to eat. You're barely eating, and if this keeps up, you'll end up going back to the hospital again. It seems like you spend all your time there already, between the tests and treatments and everything. I know you don't want to go back and have them put more tubes in you. You get fed, but you always come back a little sadder, so please, eat, so you can stay away from there, and eat from me, please. I may just be your little sister, but you're my world. You have to keep eating and fighting and getting better. Please. Here. Let me give you some of the soup. I know things haven't been easy between being sick for so long and the whole deal with your girlfriend. Well, ex-girlfriend. I never did really like her, and I like her a whole lot less than she dumped you. If she were the one who was sick, I know you'd have never left her no matter how long it lasted. But you did like it when she came over. It always cheered you up. Sometimes her coming over gave you an appetite, too. Do you remember those times? You'd suddenly send me out to get food for you clear across town. It would take me about an hour to get back. I'd usually pass her as she was leaving. She'd have this weird little smile on her face as she walked by, which always made me mad. But then you'd actually be hungry, and you'd eat the food you sent me to pick up. Maybe you're feeling a little better, because suddenly you have a little bit of color in your face. Now, if only you'd eat some of the soup I'm trying to feed you. But your heart just isn't into it. Since your girlfriend left, you don't even have those bursts of hunger you sometimes got when she was around. You know, after you had sex. Oh, don't try to deny it. I'll admit, it took me a while to figure it out. I guess I'm still a little naive. But that satisfied look on her face when she left, and the way your hair and bed were both messed up, I guess I found it kind of annoying to know what was going on while I was picking up food for you. But I couldn't be that mad at her. It ended up with you eating some food, at least. But there's been no visits from her for a while. A long, long while. It's been even longer since you sent me out to get food. And in that time, you just seemed to get worse and worse. You were making progress before, until she left. Now you're just slowly slipping away. Since it seems you're not going to eat the soup or the sandwich, I think it's time for a special treat I prepared for you. It's small, and it's sweet. And you have to promise me you're going to at least try it, okay? No, I'm serious. This is a real promise. You can't just say okay to get me off your back. You have to promise that you'll try my special surprise. Good. Now, this is a very, very special treat. I'm trying it out on you long before anyone else gets a chance. But before you can have it, you have to close your eyes. Okay? Good. Now, let me get it out. It will just take me a minute. No peeking. Okay. Give me your hand. I could just cram it into your face, but I think it's better this way. I'll just take your big hand and my little one and guide them to it. Can you guess what it is? It's smooth and warm. You should know this one. Let me just keep running your hand over it. I know it's been a while, but it should be pretty familiar. Do you give up? I thought you would know what it was. It's a pussy, silly. Mine, to be exact. For someone so weak, you snatched your hand back fast enough. But now that your eyes are open. Ta-da! I'm naked. What do you think? No, don't cover your eyes. I want you to see me naked. I spent a lot of time prettying myself up. Far longer than I spent on the soup and sandwich. I realize that compared to your ex-girlfriend, I'm not much, but I'm here, and she's not. We've got to get your appetite back. How? Did the medicines cloud your brain? I'll do it the same way your ex-girlfriend gave you an appetite. It's why I'm naked now. We have to make love. Of course I'm serious. I never joke about your pills or your other treatments or anything like that. This is just another part of my helping you, like a little sister should for her big brother. If the only way for you to get hungry is to have sex, then I have to make that happen. And the best way to do that is to have sex with you myself. Oh, I'm sure you think you can't. Maybe you mean we can't do it because it's wrong, but it's for your own good. A lot of the stuff that doctors do that makes you sick or puts you in pain, that seems wrong to me. But some of it does end up making you feel better. This is just another form of treatment. They're all about choosing the lesser evil. Or maybe you think you can't get hard over your little sister. But you know this special pill bottle your doctor gave you for when your girlfriend came over? Yeah, I know about this. And I gave you one earlier today. You don't even look at the pills anymore. You just swallow them all in one gulp. But it should be taking effect. Just let me pull the sheets back. See? Look at that bulge in your shorts. Your little sister can make you hard. Well, with a little medical help. I'm pretty sure I could do it on my own, but this just saves so much time. Now I can just pet it, like I would a kitten. And it reacts almost instantly. You aren't even strong enough to move my hand away. Which is exactly why we have to have sex. You need to eat more to recover your strength. I'm hoping I can make you really, really hungry. But first, I need to make you even more horny. So I'll just pull down your shorts a little and the underwear. Your cock just kind of springs out, healthier looking than the rest of you. I can wrap my little hand around it and slowly stroke it. Just let me do this. If you want, we can just start with a hand job. If that makes you hungry, then I'll consider it good enough. But you have to return the favor. Let me take your hand again and rub my pussy with it. It's just a pussy, nothing to be freaked out about. Just like what my hand is doing to you isn't a big deal. It's just a form of treatment, and I've always helped you with things like your exercises and walking around and all of that. Why should this be any different? Especially since she's gone. I'm getting so wet, and you're getting so hard. I hope you can spare this much blood from the rest of your body. I know they take so much for the test. So, are you hungry now? You say that, but I wonder if maybe you're just saying that to get me to stop. Well, let's see. If you're really hungry, why don't you start with eating my pussy? I'll just climb onto the bed. I'll still hold on to your cock, but I'll climb over your face, facing down your body, and I'll push my pussy down against your face. Go on. Lick it. Eat it. You promised you'd at least try my special surprise. You made an extra strong promise. So just try it. Yeah. Lick it. Lick your little sister's pussy. I'll keep stroking your cock with both hands now. Go ahead and grab onto my bottom. Pull my body down harder against your face. Oh, well, this is good. No wonder your girlfriend always smiled like that when she left. I don't know why she left you when she could have this and sex and you on top of all that. Please, make me come with your lips and your tongue. This feels so good and so right. It would feel even better if I came. Can't you see how hard I'm grinding myself down onto your face? I should be worried about smothering you, but all I want right now is an orgasm. So please, give that to me. Oh, yes. I'm coming. Stick your tongue inside me and drink me in as I come. That was so good. So now I suppose you want to come. Well, you can. But only inside of my pussy. Yes, you can. You know you want to have sex with me. Well, maybe not with me specifically, but you really want to have sex with someone right now. I'm right here, and I'm very willing. It's practically already a given that we're gonna do it. We just have to pick the way. I could be on top, sitting on your cock if you'd like. That way you don't need to exert too much energy. But I've never done it before, so I'm not sure if I know what to do. But for you, I'd definitely try. Or you could lie on top of me. That wouldn't be too much work. We could take it slow and gentle. Or as fast and hard as you want, whatever makes you hungriest. Or, maybe you'd like me to get on my hands and knees and you could take me from behind. Would that make it easier? You wouldn't have to look into your sister's face while you make love to her. You could even pretend I was her, if you wanted. I wouldn't mind too much. Here, let's get you onto your knees. You need more exercise anyway. And then I'll just kneel down, facing away from you. Go ahead. Don't leave me vulnerable like this, on all fours before you, waiting to be accepted by you. To be loved. I want to do this for you and with you. If we don't do it and you don't get better, then I'll always blame myself for not trying harder to save you. All I'm asking for is for you to make love to me so you can get better. Give me your hand again. Just rub it over my pussy. See how wet you've made me? That's for you and your cock. Maybe I'm wetter than she ever got, but I love you far more than she ever did. Now, don't let a little thing like my being your sister stop you from making love to me. Fucking me. I can feel it pressing against me now. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Now put it in me. Make your little sister a woman and let's make you as hungry as we can. We're doing it. Your cock went into my pussy and we're doing it. We're making love. But don't stop now. Go as slow or as fast as you want. Whatever feels good for you. Whatever arouses your appetite the most. But there is more than one kind of appetite. I will take care of your appetite for food, just like I'm taking care of your appetite for sex. I will nurse you back to health. I will fuck you back to health. Keep going. Grab on my hips or my waist or whatever. Don't worry about hurting me. You're the weak one. Although you're showing more and more signs of life and of the strength I always saw in you. But don't be afraid of going harder. Anything your girlfriend can handle, I can too. Oh my god, this is so good. I'm glad it is, but I would have still gone through with it if it was awful because it's for you. But I like this. I like this a lot, and I like that it's with you most of all. Go ahead and come at me. It's okay, I mean, something could happen, but maybe that would give you something else to live for. At the very least, it would mean a part of you lives on. Either way, I want that too. As much as I want to make you happy and healthy, I will have your baby if you're okay with it. So please, come in me. Make a baby in me. Trade one appetite for another as you come in. Maybe the more you come, the hungrier you'll be after. If so, then don't hold anything back. Pump my little pussy full of your cum. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, I love you. I love my brother. I love his cock and his cum, and I want all of them to last forever. Thank you for the belly full of cum. But now it's time to fill your belly. Here. The soup is still warm. Eat. If you don't eat lots of food now, I'll think I'm a terrible lover, and that would break my heart. Oh, you are hungry now. Here, have some of the sandwich, too. There's lots more soup in the kitchen, and I can make another sandwich. Or whatever else you're hungry for. I feel so good right now. I'm seeing you really eat for the first time since she left, but I also feel so satisfied physically and emotionally. I guess sometimes nurses fall for their patients, and little sisters for their big brothers, but now you maybe have extra incentive to fight this and beat it? I know I definitely have more incentive to keep you around. Now keep eating. I'll bring you more food when you're ready. But, don't worry about saving room for dessert. Because if you're in the mood for something sweet afterward, well, that's what little sisters are for.